Waking up late with Dougie. 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 Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Carl Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Everybody, get on the dance floor. Time for the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, live. 6 p.m. here in the East Coast. You're really waking up late now. Back on vacation, I'm joined by Mr. Peter Leonard.
Hey, everybody.
And Jackie Sanchez.
Hello.
Boy, this is like old meets West. Mm. You know what I mean? Like you, like one of the oldest people I've ever been on the show as co-host, and probably one of our youngest.
One of the oldest people ever.
Yeah. No, we've had some older folks in here besides you.
Really?
Yeah, we had Death in here. We had Moses.
Who's ever? No, who's? Was London Lee ever do the show?
No, or? No. London never had. I never had London Lee in here.
I don't think there's anybody older than me that's done this show.
No, I don't know. I really, my archive system, my memory, my archives maybe, after like eating so much on Christmas is not even going to barely, I'm not going to, you know what, because it's a useless stat. Like, I wonder if I was, to me, it's like, you know what, that's like, it's a useless stat.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, how many people are painting their house today? Mm. I don't really need to know that. No. That's not something I like, you know, some people, it's like, you know what, I got to find out. I'm going to ask Siri. Siri's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Anyway, welcome to the show. Hey, you have a good Christmas? Well, you're Jewish, so but you have a good Hanukkah? Did you have a nice holidays?
All I can say is, in deference to you people, you know, Catholics, in today's world, if you saw a guy, long hair and a long beard, wearing a dress, walking down like Times Square with a big placard, I'm the son of God.
Right.
He'd end up in an institution. They locked the kid up.
There's a lot of people that do that, though.
Huh?
Yeah. How about so you? Did you celebrate Christmas?
I do, but I had to work. So
yeah, well, that sucks.
That was my day.
What are you
working
doing?
On Christmas?
I work at Starbucks.
Oh, you're a barista?
A barista.
Did I pronounce that correctly?
You did, yeah.
Barista?
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, not that. That's are people festive at Starbucks during Christmas?
Nope, just
no. They're
just
all
dicks.
Fucking assholes. Yeah. Give me my fucking coffee. Happy holidays.
They like to go up and be like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry that you have to work. It's such a shame, but let me get 30 drinks really quick." And
that's
like,
when I
okay,
that's
cool.
when I would scoot the tip jar a little closer.
And
to
then
them.
No tips.
Oops, I do,
sorry,
yeah. I'm like, oh,
oops,
move this out of the way.
Yeah, maybe move those napkins.
Yeah,
you know, these napkins.
I posted something on you know, my Food for Thought radio show.
What's up, Mark Boer?
That you know, yesterday, and I went out to dinner last night with like 8 people. I was taken out to dinner by somebody's family.
Right.
And, you know, you go into a restaurant, number one, you've got to expect just okay service. I mean, it should be exemplary. It's a holiday and everything, but they are slammed. Everybody's walking at the same fucking time.
Right.
You know,
you can tell the place is busy.
Exactly.
Right.
And if they've got a special menu, then they're dealing with a whole different ballgame. They got the regular menu and the special menu. Now they're fucked, and now they're busy. So take your time. It's a holiday. Relax. You haven't seen these people.
I don't
most
want
of
our
the time, they're your relatives, right? You go out with your relatives, most of these people. If they're your mother-in-law, you're lucky. She probably cooked up a storm. Your wife
we
cooks.
We ate at a hot. But so you
did you go out?
No, I didn't go out. Okay. Christmas Day, went to my
thank
mother-in-law
you.
House.
Right.
We fucking, you know, we had... Right.
Only the Jews go
yeah,
out.
Yeah, and my brother-in-law married a woman who's like a Vietnamese.
Uh-huh.
And she makes like now, yeah, she makes like these other things. She's brought like, she's brought new shit to the table. You know what I mean? It's not like we got the egg rolls, you know, and we had this like hot pot of like this curry, thick curry sauce where you put like the, you know, the cabbage and the salt and the fucking whatever, all the shit and meat. And
did you like it or not?
Oh, fuck yeah. And some noodles, you know, the noodles, and you mix it up with the beef and the fucking delicious.
And you throw, did she go all the way with Ted the
spit it out, Peter. You're back on the radio.
You know,
fuck.
What do you call it? The spices with the, she brought
what
the.
You, no, she threw salt. Yeah, this fucking house has everything.
No, but they, you know, the lemongrass.
My wife's
fresh,
Asian, man.
Fresh
the
lemongrass.
No, Peter, they never heard of lemongrass. My wife's Cambodian. My wife's mother lived in the fucking, during the Khmer Rouge. They never heard of fucking lemongrass. Yes, of course. There's all kinds. She has a garden out back.
Beans,
if you go to my mother-in-law, there's a garden out back. There's just shit growing.
Ooh,
Nice. She could be like that. We can, if there's ever a fucking apocalypse, we can go live at this house. And, like, we can eat for weeks. Yeah, well,
except,
they could.
Except your mother, she probably mined the backyard. There's landmines back there.
All right,
there
don't be an
the
asshole.
Fucking neighbors come by to try to steal their food.
So, at any rate.
You know, they have to do that.
I'm sure. Christmas.
Jackie.
Thank God. You know, I got great gift this year. I got luggage. I Instagrammed my luggage. Did you see it? Wasn't that cool as shit? It's fucking hard.
Does it charge your phone?
Nah, fuck that. I don't need that shit. I'm not one of these schmucks that doesn't know how to charge his phone. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, these people are like, oh, come on, man. Get a hold of yourself.
Your luggage charges your phone.
No, but they have that way. But, you know, I don't need that thing blowing up at some point, me being the cause of 200 deaths on a fucking JetBlue flight. So, I don't need that. I got my own, but it's beautiful. It's distinguishable. It's like when I check my bag now, and that shit comes across that carousel. I'm like, that's mine.
What's the first sticker you're gonna put on there?
I was thinking about getting a Wake Up Late with Dougie show
sticker
because we're thinking about getting bumper stickers and shit.
Right.
And if not, you know, Dougie Dangerous.
Every comedy club that you start doing, you get a bumper sticker from the comedy club and you put it on the fucking thing.
Okay. Not really? A bad idea. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah, isn't it cool? Mm-hmm. I'm not just a brother pretty face, Jackie.
No, you're much more.
What's up? Merry Christmas. Peter Kramer, everybody.
Hey, Peter Kramer.
Nathan Wallace, a big fan on the West Coast, says Jackie rocks.
Thank you.
I'm glad I took a second look at it. I thought it said Jackie Cock, because I'm trying to read. I'm
getting what kind of humor? What kind of comedy do you do? What kind of humor do you do? What do you do?
Peter, I'll fucking ask the questions. So at any rate, I was getting somewhere. So
I'm sorry.
Everybody's known her. She's been on the show now.
Oh,
so she's a co-host.
Her.
This is an interview with fucking Jackie.
Her.
I know, but but this isn't the fucking Peter show.
I'll tell
this,
you later.
Yeah, you can talk on the break.
I'll watch your videos.
All right.
Yeah, there you go.
So I don't know if you noticed this, but we didn't decorate the house this year. No Christmas decorations.
Well,
because
of the dead dog?
That was one of the reasons. Well, prior, you know, we thought we didn't want to put a tree up because the dog, you know, before she passed you, she's blind. So it's not fair to put a Christmas tree in the middle of the house where she's going to knock the shit
up.
You know,
because she can't find it to pee on it or no?
No, she doesn't pee on a Christmas tree.
Oh.
Don't
dogs
do that? So we didn't get the, you know, but then we thought, meh. You know, but then now the wife's excited. She's wow, this feels good not have to worry about not only not putting the shit up.
Right.
But now not having to worry about taking it down. Because, you know, it's the first thing you think about after Christmas. You're like, fuck, I got all these lights in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I always think about that when I go to buy a house and I see all this shit in the yard.
Yeah.
You know, I'd hate to be the kid in that house. Like, God damn it, Dad. You know, what the fuck?
Well, your wife does all the work anyway around here.
Well, a lot of times I'm on the road, fortunately, when the Christmas tree has to go up. I mean, that's happened last year. It happened last year.
She pulled trees out of the backyard by herself.
Yeah.
She dug the hole for your pool, for Christ's sake.
She's very resourceful. My wife's very handy.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Black & Decker was a law firm until I bought a house.
So I like my luggage. I think the luggage is awesome.
What color is it?
It's blue. It's about the same color as your shirt.
Yeah. It's a nice color blue.
Yeah.
Like the dark part.
It was either that or silver.
Nice.
Can she fit in it? Is it big?
The bigger one.
Probably. She could fit in it.
Elgin, could he fit in there?
Yeah.
Could both
Elgin can fit in the small one. He can fit on the carry-on, Elgin.
You know what I want to do with him? I want to get a big guy, like, you know, like Roy Foster, one of my football buddy friends, and actually put Elgin inside like a trunk and do like a ventriloquist act.
Yeah.
Have the guy open it,
put a little makeup on him.
Yeah.
And act like he's got like a block mouth.
Right. Yeah. That'd be so fucking
and hopefully
funny,
that guy doesn't get excited having Elgin on his lap, because who wouldn't?
Yeah,
I got my wife a nice gift. I got her a diamond watch.
Get out.
Yeah.
One of your clients died?
Yeah. No, Peter. I just got a watch. You know, it's a nice gift. You know, I went back with that. The best gift I ever given her prior to that was I gave her one of my Breitling watches, one of my limited edition.
Wow.
That's mine. She's like, no, I want it. I'm like, honey, it's my watch. Because you never fucking wear it. And I'm like, well, you're right there. So $15, got the links changed. Right. She was happy as fuck. Mm. Spent $15. Made a great deal.
And what is this?
So,
Movado?
Don't worry. It's an Invicta. It's a nice upscale wand.
It is
a watch with, you know, with a diamond under it. On the bezel. If you watch Evine and they sell those, jeez, you're right. You're gonna go right here
There's a lot of hair.
I don't have you in my Deadpool, do I?
I hope so.
We usually have a Deadpool, by the way, and every year we do one. By the way, no one ever takes record who scored. But I don't
think we did write it down last year. Where's that pad?
We got it. We can go back to the archives at WakeUpLateWithDougieShow.podbean.com. And go back to
a lot of work.
But we George Bush. I know somebody. I know we said George Bush. I know I had George Bush on my list.
Did you really?
Yeah, I definitely had him on my list. So you pay me some money.
Is he really dead?
Yeah. So, we're going to do that today, before the way. But I do have a, I did put a post on our broadcast, like asking questions about decorations. Either A, you don't do them. B, you do them and you hate doing them. Right. Or C, you love them.
Yeah.
Because some people obviously love them. You know, I'm like, fuck it. I'm like, my wife's a little excited. Like, but, you know, now my mother-in-law is like, we have to go buy a tree, like, on sale. You go to the stores and get, like, a fucking really nice tree. A fake one, of course.
Right.
Alive, a real one wouldn't live.
Yeah.
You know, the time. Yeah, keep watering the fucking thing and save it to next year. I got it for $30. You know, you get a nice tree. You know, cheap. 50% off everything. So, you know what I mean? So, I don't know.
I have a friend who actually buys a tree, fake one, nicest one, decorates it. Christmas morning, they open all the presents. He strips the fucking tree and takes it back to the store.
Yeah.
And says, and they snap, but they snap the base. They snaps one of the things on the base. So, like, this fucking thing's broken. You ruined my Christmas.
That's just, and they, you know what? What an asshole. Yeah. You know, first of all, let me tell you, any people that fucking do that, like, I used to have a buddy of mine that used to do that with big screen TVs on Super Bowl Sunday. He'd have it delivered the night before.
Really stopped.
And the day after says, he did it like for 4 years straight.
Right.
Got away with that shit. I'm like, dude, you know what? First of all, here's the thing. I can imagine I go into Best Buy with you or BrandsMart, wherever he was doing this, and you know, like, and they're going to recognize you, and somebody's going to come up and just pummel you and just punch you in the fucking face.
Not if you're wearing like a Santa outfit. Go with the whole beard and shit and the hat. You know, I would do that.
Yeah, you would.
Sure, I would.
You made an asset. Well, I say ass. You really went nuts at the Publix a few months ago. He did a video on Publix where this lady had a dog and he was like, "This is where's corporate? I'm calling corporate."
And
the manager came up to him and said, "What the fuck's wrong with you, dude? Were you taking medication?"
I got a call from corporate, man. We had a big thing. That guy.
Yeah, you're banned. You can't go back anymore.
No, that guy got reprimanded.
Had a long talk with corporate.
They sent me a $500.
I got to start shopping at Winn-Dixie.
I got a $500 gift card.
Really?
How much?
$500 gift card they sent me to Albertsons.
See,
they're closed.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. You got to go somewhere in the Northwest.
Right.
To go to an Albertsons.
That's why they want me.
They
out
still
of town.
Exist. I've seen them on the road.
Publix wants me out of town, man.
Yeah. Publix. There's a sign.
Get the
fuck out. There's a sign right up. Yeah. Your face right next to a pedophile.
Not Publix to you. You know.
Where shopping is a pleasure, except for Peter.
Well, they're pissed at me because I wrote that Adult Video Warehouse fucking slogan where shopping gives you pleasure. So they're still pissed.
And they
about
still think
that.
You stole that from
and
them.
They can't do a thing. Of course they did, but it's funny. Where shopping gives you pleasure.
Yeah,
that's a sex store, you know.
Yeah, she knows about sex, I imagine.
Do you?
At this age?
She looks like she's 16 years old.
17.
Are you 17?
Yeah.
No, I'm going to be 25 soon.
Ooh.
Really? Yeah. When's your birthday?
March.
Me too. March 10th. When's yours?
29th.
So you're an Aries.
Way at the end. Yeah. Wow, you're quick with that.
I'm a feces.
Yeah, I can smell you from here. Yeah. I'm an Aries. I'm April 2nd. Yeah,
that's right.
No, close.
Creative, yeah. right, and you know what's interesting? I'm also the sheep on the Chinese zodiac calendar.
Yep.
So I'm pretty consistent. Mm-hmm. I'm a horny dude. That's what it says. On the Chinese calendar, I'm a horny guy.
Can't pull the wool over your eyes.
Hey, by the way, I want to give a shout out to a few people. By the way, first of all, my buddy Adam Johnson, my buddy in L.A.
Hi.
Who actually, this guy, first of all, he was going to come. I didn't rent a car when I went to L.A. last week.
Really?
I didn't rent a car. I got to stay at Mike Marino. Big shout out to him in his nice apartment over there in the North Hollywood area. I don't want to give the address away. Mike's going to be like, what the fuck are you giving people where to go? And then, so I got to stay there, which was just blocks away from Ha Ha Comedy Club, which thanks to everybody there. I got to do a spot.
Did you bring a sleeping bag with you?
No.
Can
so
you
let
stay in their sheets?
Stupid as shit. So so I got to stay at this house. So here's the funny thing. I auditioned at Ha Ha Comedy Club on Wednesday night last week. A great room, fun place. Got to go to the party, the holiday party on Monday when I got into town.
What's that?
And it felt like, you know what a holiday party is? You want me to explain what a holiday party is?
They had their own holiday party there?
Yes. No, Peter. Costco had a fucking holiday party.
That's where you get your
all right,
food
so,
from.
So
what happened, man?
So Monday night was great. I went to Cisco, was there. But I ended up, all these people coming up. And Joey Medina, who invited me to the party, my buddy. And I'm sitting there. And he had a friend there, one of his comic, young comic, gay guy, very flamboyant. And he's like, people are coming up. He's like, Jesus Christ, you're not even from this place. Everybody knows you. Who the fuck are you? Mm-hmm. So But I felt good. I'm like, fuck, this is my first time in doing comedy in L.A.
You take him
and
home?
I'm not sitting in the corner. Yeah, I had him blow me in the corner.
Hey,
you fucking pervert. Listen, you know you wanted a blowjob by a guy. Just admit it. Come out any day, Peter.
Any port in
a storm. Every time I try to tell you a story, you come out of gay stories. So I don't know what that's all about.
Any port in a storm.
So, yeah, so that was a lot of fun. So anyway, you appreciate this. So I'm ready to audition. I'm supposed to go up second or third.
Yeah.
Mind you, second after Sean G, who's a very funny comic out of Miami now. And then all of a sudden, guess who goes up? Guess, you mind if this guy steps
Flip
in?
Flip Wilson.
Yeah. Fucking Marlon Wayans.
Damn.
Get out.
So I'm like, okay, yeah, no problem. You know, what the fuck? I'm not going to make it. Say, no, fuck that. I'm going up. You know? And of course, yeah, go ahead.
You should have said, who's he?
Yeah, who? So I go, all right, yeah, no problem. He's going up. He's doing great. He's fucking... I'm like, all right. And then, oh, dude, by the way, this other, do you mind? You going to be in? No, I'm here, dude. Because Adam Hunter goes up. It's a very funny comic.
You see.
You'll look at the chick, Google it. And then so then I'm thinking, what the fuck, you know? So anyway, I finally go up. And one of my open lines was, hey, man, it's so great to come up after all these fucking hilarious comics. What's next? Fucking Richard Pryor's going to come back from the dead and do a spot before me. You motherfuckers. You know what I mean? And so it was fun. So I got passed. So that was cool. And so big thanks to those two guys. And Ice House, man. I got to work with Jeremy Piven.
That's
and I got to do it. I got to work at the Ice. Dude, this fuck club is awesome. So thanks to everybody there. And L.A. was a lot of fun. Dude, there's no bugs in L.A. Let me tell you. And I don't sweat. I walk around town. I can walk a few blocks.
It's perfect.
You know?
Well, first of all, you were there in the winter. It's fucking December.
I know. I understand that. It wasn't like it was
why don't
summer.
Why you go there in July?
Right.
Go check
even in South Florida, dude, if I was going to walk a few blocks in downtown Miami right now, I'd sweat just from the moisture in the air.
Maybe.
Yeah, I would. Trust me.
I kind of do. So.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah? You're a sweater?
No. Not a lot like that. Just saying if I'm in direct sun, I'm going to sweat a little bit.
See, that's Puerto Ricans.
It's Cuban.
Cuban.
Yeah. So
well, you're Puerto Rican, too, no?
No, I'm not Puerto Rican.
Okay.
No, I'm not either.
So. Yeah, I know. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I love the Cuban people, by the way.
Me too.
Yeah.
From Havana.
Oh, okay.
So, you sure you wanted to come back from retirement, buddy? anyway, so that was a lot of fun. And then the Ventura Comedy Club was a blast. Got to be there a couple days.
See,
I didn't rent a fucking car. Now listen, I'll be honest with you. I didn't have to rent a car.
Why?
Cisco drove me around a couple days, and my buddy Andrew, he's a professional poker player, and he's now doing comedy. So
there's nothing funny about losing, man.
No, this guy is a good player.
Is he a good player?
Yeah, he fucking wins. So he was supposed to come to the show on Friday and Saturday, and what's this guy do? Fucking great dude! I just met him recently. Good.
He lets me use his truck.
He says, "Hey man, I'll come by on Thursday night. I'll drop off and even Ubered back, and I drove the truck back."
Right.
Which here's the only thing. I gotta pay attention to road signs.
And there were no brakes.
There was no brakes in the truck. No,
right.
He gave me a Bugatti. No, but I parked. I got a $75 parking ticket
because
they sweep the streets at 8 a.m. I was on the wrong side.
Yeah.
So
you're lucky they didn't tow it. You got a fuck boy. Imagine that.
Mm.
A towing charge and a ticket.
Yeah.
And then the story.
Well, it worked out well. Trust me. It was a pretty cool deal. I loved it in L.A. I even talked to my wife. Honey, how'd you feel about living out there?
I was just
going to
say that I think because that's where you're going to be discovered in terms of getting a sitcom.
Yeah, you're not
going to
get caught here and...
No,
fucking
no one's going to see you for a sitcom. You know, you get these guys who walk in, like my brother-in-law, who used to go to these places and find these people, man.
Yeah.
I want to move there when I can at some point. But
yeah,
I'm
you
young.
Have to.
I can fuck up at some point, so I can go there and waste some time.
Listen, there's a lot of people that go early, like go to places early. Like if you have an act and you're decent act at this point, you go, people think, oh, my God, but just be good. You know, you don't want to be going there. Then you're big. It's hard. A few people there told me it's hard to find time on stage out there, you know, regularly. So, at any rate. It was fun. Aside from that, things I want to talk about, the open part of the show. Don't tell anybody I said this, but stock market, a 1,000-point jump today after a horrible day before Christmas.
Right.
And, the biggest day ever, biggest point gain ever.
What do they attribute that to, man?
Panic. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's scared. Everybody thinks the world's coming to a fucking end. And somebody woke up and go, wow, look at the stock. Look at Amazon. It's at $1,300. and they bought. And I got to release a disclosure on this fucking show. But the funniest thing was everybody, you know, Joel, love him, hate him, Trump. I guess he was taking phone calls for kids for Santa.
Right.
And I guess some 7-year-old kid, he actually mentioned to the kid something about, oh, so you, do you still believe in Santa Claus at 7 years old? And that, to me, that's just fucking funny. You know, because first of all, come on, man. You know, because here, and the big discussion here is
some teacher got fired for that 2 weeks
ago. Recently, we talked on the show, I think last week we did a story about somebody screamed out at some Christmas parade thing.
Right.
Some guy screamed out for all these kids, Santa's not real.
Right.
You know, right? So, I mean, are we in a day and age? The bigger question is, are we in a day and age where these, the bunny rabbit or the fucking Easter rabbit,
Easter
you
bunny.
Know, the Easter bunny. Thanks, man. See, that's perfect. And Easter Thank bunny you. And Santa Claus, the tooth fairy. You know what I mean? It is, you know, are we in a day and age where, listen, politically correct means now forget all the fairy tales. They don't exist anymore. Right. Is that what we want? Is that where we're at right now?
Well, the question is, at what age do you tell these children that the stork didn't bring them? You know,
right.
The
well,
daddy shoved his car, you know. No, but you
like
know,
I just
right
remember being
Santa
a stepdad when my stepdaughter was 9.
Right.
I said, I think we need to have a conversation with her about sex. And my wife was like, what? I'm like,
what, having sex with all of you together? You mean?
No, like we have to have the birds and the bees talk.
Oh, of course.
Try not to make something disgusting when I'm talking about my stepdaughter. She's fucking creep.
She laughed.
Well, yeah, because she realized how much of a dick you're being in front of me.
No, she thought it was funny.
One of them throw my fucking bottle at your head.
No, but see, because when it's not, okay.
So, all right, so you get it. So at 9.
No, but
you know,
you're right about that.
I mean, when's it too early?
That's a little early.
But listen, the only people worry about having
a conversation. Did you have HBO at the time?
Yeah, I turned on. I just put on a Peter Holmes video and said, "Honey, here's a
no." I'm
about
saying
sex.
If you have HBO,
here's a nice video from Vivid.
No, you have
you
to
know,
have the talk. You have to have the talk.
Listen, you got
to
have a talk, and the talk always starts with usually an open ended question like, "Honey, listen, I want to talk to you about something very important. What do you know? Or
please don't.
You know what do you know about sex and that and you know babies and what do you know about it? Because we have to talk about it. And then you know." I don't want to start off, and let me tell you something. You know, if you really want to edify somebody, what you really need to find out is where they're at with something before you start opening your fucking mouth. Right. You know what I mean? You usually want to get a good idea of what you're dealing with before you start. You know, let's see, what chapter do we open at?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What, do we go back all the way to the fucking beginning?
Yeah.
So,
hey, does the word cunnilingus mean anything to you? That's what I said to my daughter when
that word didn't mean anything to me for like a long time.
Yeah,
Peter's first conversation with his daughter about sex was like, "So, honey, have you ever sucked a cock?
Yeah,
have you ever been gargling?
Yeah,
remember when balls?
Remember when you were in the womb and that thing kept poking you in the side of the head? That was daddy.
And your mommy kept saying, "Stop it."
That was daddy. You know that dent in your
Your daughter thought your name was Stop It.
Yeah.
I think it's a German name. So listen, the Santa Claus thing, and you know,
I ask you a question: what age do you tell these kids?
There's no Santa,
right? 5, 7, 10.
I mean, first of all, here's when you start. Here's when I thought. This is when
you
I thought about
be a
it.
Stupid fucking kid to believe this.
The night on Christmas Eve.
On
Christmas Eve, I'm watching
every corner.
On Christmas Eve, I'm watching the local news.
Yeah,
and they have the Santa tracker. Right, and the Santa tracker is this fucking horrible graphic of fucking Santa Claus with some, you know, and he's got a sled with nothing in it. So I'm like, I go to my wife, I go, boy, the kids must have been all bad around the world. There's no fucking toys in that sled. Anybody's going, he's flying over Pittsburgh,
right?
And he's quickly, where the fuck's he stopping? Well, you know, so first of all, you know, any dumbass kid, you know, he's gonna be watching the news at that time
shit.
Of day. He's gonna say, that's not fucking Santa,
right?
So if my kid was 6. You know, I'd hope the kid would. Hey, that's Santa? No, kid, that's a fucking stupid thing the TV's trying to say. They don't know where Santa is.
No
Everybody
Santa.
Thinks they know Santa. They don't know Santa.
No Santa.
Right? You keep it vague. Let them come out. If my kid comes to me and says, "Dad, is Santa real?" I'm gonna say, "Son, sit down."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was gonna say, wait till they suspect something, and I would kind of let it
go.
Yeah, Dad, is Santa real? Let me ask you something. Do you believe in him? I don't know. Whatever. You know, I'm like, all right, listen. You know, I'm going to be honest. You want me to be honest with you? You know, he's not. You know, but he was. And by having this tradition, it keeps his spirit alive for the idea of giving blah, 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 jerk, you know, whatever. Daddy, daddy, advice, whatever. But at least take the fucking time.
We perpetuate this stuff. We perpetuate this stuff. Just like, who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? Do you know that one?
Lightly.
See, you know that one.
Yeah.
You pass things down.
Peter stole the cookie from the cookie jar. Right. Who, there's me? Not me. Not
99 bottles
you, not
of
me.
Beer on the wall. I mean, there's shit that just gets passed down. And when, like, racism. And when do you stop? When do you finally say...
Well, that's the problem, right?
Yeah, that Nigel is not a good guy over there.
Yeah. Yeah, where's that guy look different? Right. Sorry, Ray. As we come to the end of our opening part of the show, I thought this was great because when it comes to gambling, and like when you go to a casino and you can play blackjack, I still want to learn how to play craps. To this day, I still don't know how to fucking play craps.
Why not?
Because I don't know. Because maybe I'm too busy trying to fucking remember what I'm saying in the middle of my talk show. Because at any rate, so.
Craps.
Yeah,
it's a crapshoot,
but I like blackjack. I'm a pretty good blackjack player, and another good game is the three card poker. Now the three card poker is pretty good because what's good about three card poker? If you're in a casino with a bunch of fucking hoopleheads that don't know their ass from a hole in the ground, you don't want to be at a blackjack table because some fucking dumbass splits tens,
right?
And the dealer's got a six. You want to fucking strangle him right there,
right?
It would be justifiable, I think.
Why is that?
Because that fucking asshole. I almost killed this Japanese guy at the Venetian back in 2003. This cocksucker split tens, kings, mind you. And then he was last. He was sitting third base. He was sitting there, and the dealer had a six, whatever. It was like horrible. Like, dude, and he won. Everybody lost.
Wow, you're kidding.
He had 20. He got two 20s.
See?
But the dealer would have busted. He ends up getting a four, and the dealer ended up getting a 19.
With six, you got egg roll.
Fucking kill that cocksucker. Any rate, so where was I?
You were saying that you were.
So this guy, this is unbelievable. This guy, older dude, he goes to the Borgata out in Jersey, and you know if you're gambling in Jersey, things can't be that great. But I guess I'll never get gig there. but this guy goes to a three card table, puts a $5 bet down. You know, basically $5 in each hand. You triple it, you double it. And he wins $1 million. His cards with the dealer's cards had a straight royal flush. $1 million, one hand. That's all it took, man. You know what I'm saying? One fucking hand. $1 million. You wouldn't have to go to Starbucks anymore, Jackie, if you had $1 million, would you?
Not for a little bit, no.
No, right?
You can buy a Starbucks. You can buy one.
Yeah.
How much is a franchise, you know? You ever ask?
I have not yet.
Peter, what do you think? You're a foodie guy, Peter. Do you think they? Because I know, like, I remember the day where Subways. I remember when I used to invest or was looking to invest. Subways were like $90,000, and they went to $150,000,
right,
for a franchise. So Subways, Starbucks has got to be at least a half a mil.
It depends what city. I think.
I don't think. If it depends, I think it's either half a mil or a mil. But I don't think it's like five. You can't get a Starbucks for $100,000.
No way.
Unless you get like one of those little cubicles in some shitty gas station somewhere in fucking, you know, Alabama.
You can't get a Baskin Robbins for that.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. The Baskin Robbins. Hey, right.
It's a million franchises now, man.
Yeah. How's that, by the way? How's that Massage Envy franchise doing? I had a buddy of mine who was trying to sell me on getting the Massage Envy fucking.
Really?
Franchise. Yeah.
Are they going down? Oh, they had a lot of problems.
They had a lot
there,
of problems. Yeah, the guy's, you know, doing the two finger, you know. Yeah. You ever get massaged by a dude? You go to massages?
No, I've never gotten one.
Mom, oh, I got one today, mother.
You
calm down there, Peter. Peter's getting his table out. He's going to go to his car.
Yeah.
He has a table. He's never cleaned
it. What flavor oil do you prefer?
I had a massage today. I'm dealing with this pinch, dude. I'm waking up. My hands.
Oh,
I told you, my hands are asleep. I feel like my hands are stoned today. I couldn't even close them.
Right.
It was the worst. By the way, Bruce Murdoch. Why do you need the? Who did you meet in Los Angeles? Oh, a lot of people.
Bruce.
I got to Jeremy Piven. I got
He's
to work with him. Met with him. Pretty cool, by the way. Shooting a documentary about doing comedy.
How's that hairpiece?
I got to be on that.
Does it look real as hairpiece or no?
Who?
Piven?
Jeremy Piven. I didn't notice that. He's looked
the plugs.
Real, you think?
Go look at the, you know, he was actually.
But why would I, listen, why do I care about if a guy wears hair plugs? Like just, you
in
see,
case
here you are.
Down,
here you
in
are
case he sneezes, you got, you know, one could fly out and hit you
here
in the fucking
you,
eye.
Here you are with your fucking Tom Petty hair. You know what I mean? You got that fucking hair that just.
It's all
right? You know? Oh, by the way, I also met Theo Von. And a big thanks.
Why are you a name drop?
Because, listen, I went to the Comedy Store, which was unbelievable.
What did you buy?
An
act?
Hey! Slow down to Mr. Captain Interruption. So I go to I've never been there. So it was pretty cool. And Jimmy Schubert took me for a tour.
I love him, man.
Great dude. And I went to the back, by the way. I go to the back. I get a tour through the whole place. There's nobody in the main room, but I got to walk through it. Beautiful. And then I went to the VIP bar, which unless you're in the VIP part of, you don't go back there. So I got to go back there.
Mitzi there?
Mitzi's bar from her house is back there.
Wow.
And there is a painting.
Was she there?
And there, Peter, can I tell
you? Listen.
I'm trying to get to something.
All right, go ahead.
So I don't need your fucking point of perspective. No one gives a fuck where you're asking. Was she there? She's dead, Peter. I don't know if you're aware of that, but Mitzi's dead. So, you know, I'm trying to, like, you know, people know that she's dead. And
dead
like,
person dropper.
So I get to, and there's a picture back there of Richard Pryor. It's like on a mirror mural. It's like on a, and it's pretty
is there
cool.
A Coke on a mirror?
So it's pretty cool. and it was it on fire? No, it wasn't on fire. So, asshole. So so it's a great picture of him. So, but Schubert said, you take a photo of it, and when you take a photo of it, when you look at the picture, all his jokes are written out throughout the picture. Over the picture. You can't see it to the naked eye. You got to flash it.
Really?
So it's unbelievable. It's cool as fuck. So I thought, wow, this is the coolest fucking thing I just learned.
Did you take a picture of it?
Yes. I have a photo of it in my camera.
Nice.
And you know what? Since you've been so fucking interruptive.
I'd like to see it.
You would never. Nope. You're not going to see it.
Show me, not him.
I'm going to show Jackie because she hasn't tried to finish my words, my sentences. Did you see Mitzi's sewing machine? No, I didn't see that.
Why? Because he split his pants?
Yeah. I'm glad I had another one. I went golfing. I get a hole in one. Fucking idiot. Anyway, so that was a lot of fun. And then here's the funny part. So I got to, Theo Fawn was there. Jeff Ross was there. They were doing a roast battle in the back.
Are you kidding me?
I ran into the Stone Drunk Fresh Tour.
Yeah, yeah.
Tim Hanlon was there. Franco Harris and Matt Bellick were there.
The football
and
player?
I was there with Cisco, so we all were hanging out till like the fucking place closed. It was just a great night. You know what I mean? I was like, fuck, this was awesome. And then Sam Tripoli, who's a very funny comic. If you ever watch the show, Sam Tripoli's a very funny guy. You got to check him out.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there. So Schubert just got done giving me the fucking tour. So Sam walks by and goes, hey, man, what's up? We're talking. He goes, hey, man, let me show you. Come with me. He gives me a fucking tour. Now, here's the thing. What do you do at that point? Do you go, Schubert just gave me. And I'm like,
what? Just do it.
I'm going to take. You know, I want to hear the play about this place from his perspective. Mm-hmm. Right? Why not? You know what I'm saying? I was thinking, I don't want to be like an asshole. Because part of me was like, what imagine if I'm walking through there with somebody who says, Jimmy just took him through. Oh, sorry, I forgot about that. You know what I mean? But I said, fuck it, do it. You know what I mean?
Time you smoke a lot of pot, you have bad short-term memory.
Yeah, I forgot.
I forgot I came through.
I'm looking for the sewing machine.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
You should have told him.
It sits
in
the kitchen back bar area as a reminder of her years as a seamstress in Florida for all the acts. Oh, man. It was great to be there, and it was awesome. So, great. I loved it. My wife's like, she doesn't want to go there. The earthquakes, the fires.
Right.
You know?
Did you go to the Brown Derby for dinner? Or
no,
Nathan
didn't do. I didn't do. Dude, I didn't do any sightseeing. Stock market last week was fucking going ballistic. So I'm up at 5 in the morning the whole time I'm up there over the West Coast. I have to get up at 5 in the morning just to keep an eye on things. You know, it was like there was
well,
no
what
time.
What time does Dunkin' Donuts open out there?
I bought my own Dunkin' Donuts, by the way. And again, thanks to Mike Marino. Great place, great little pad there. By the way, it's that time, Peter.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you. Time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world, news, and we make fun of it. Right, Peter?
Yep.
Cannabis is a big hit for Christmas gift giving.
Mm.
Hey, my daughter gave me that.
Really?
Yeah.
Damn.
Do you know what I mean? You know, it's funny. Years ago, my daughter was dating this guy. Good dude. You know what I mean? He smoked. Mm. So he got me high on Christmas Day at the in-laws' house, which is interesting. Yeah. I said, boy, this kid's smart. Mm. Yeah, then he bought chocolate. He gave me edibles and chocolate.
Damn.
I'm like, this kid's a fucking genius. Mm-hmm. You know, trying to get into dad, you know, getting good with dad. I said, man, if now all he needs is chocolate. It was made like an ass. A woman's ass would be nice. Did you give cannabis for Christmas to anybody?
I don't give. I take.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'll be accepting gifts all day. 73-year-old lady Judy gave the gift of pot to herself, unafraid to vape and smoke inside a lounge at the Magnolia Dispensary in Oakland. She said that she has been smoking marijuana since the 60s. Thought the perfect way to relax on Christmas Eve was to buy some marijuana for myself.
Her 60s or the 60s?
Either one.
Yeah.
For a moment, we were open to... Listen, I think it's great.
Me
right?
Too.
Right?
So listen, there's people in my complex. I smoked a joint with an 82-year-old woman, you know, who loves that shit, I swear to God.
And what happened in the morning when you woke up with her?
Well, you know, I did remove her teeth from my penis. It was terrible.
So I won't tell my joke. Customers must be 21 years and older to buy. You've been in a dispensary recently?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah? Fuck it, dude. The first 2 days, I got to L.A. on Monday last week.
Yeah.
And I walked by a dispensary to go to Ralph's.
Mm-hmm.
To get food. I got some cold cuts and shit for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I walked by and I kept thinking, man, I wish I had a card. I wish I had a medical card. Next day, I went back to get something else and walked back. I walked by it again thinking, I wish I had a medical card. And then that
bucks.
That night I realized this is recreational in California.
Right. I
don't need a card.
Right.
I just need an ID.
Right.
Thank God.
So who'd you get one from?
I didn't need one. That's my point.
No, an ID.
Yeah. So cannabis is a good Christmas gift. And I'm happy with my luggage. Again, I told you, my luggage.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? I was so proud. Somebody actually tried to grab my luggage when I got to L.A. Somebody goes, that's mine. Some lady grabs me like, what are you, nuts? That's... And then she realized, no, it's too cold. And she had a dark blue one. Mine's like an alloy.
That's why you got to put stickers on it.
Yeah.
See?
Since we're keeping with the spirits of the holidays, naked man tears down neighbor's holiday decorations.
I did that.
Yeah, it's Peter. Green Bay, Wisconsin. Investigators say 61-year-old Wisconsin man was arrested for tearing down a neighbor's Christmas decorations while drunk and naked. Because why else would you do it?
And by the way, it's fucking cold in Wisconsin
right
now. So, and if you're naked tearing down some of these Christmas decorations outside, you might have gotten, you know, your schlong fucking frozen off. Can you imagine that?
No.
The criminal complaint shows Brannigan's neighbor called the police on Wednesday after the report that he was naked, kicking her door and tearing down her decorations. The neighbor, it sounds like he's trying to get her.
Yeah. Sounds like he was Jewish.
He's tearing down the snowman. No, he's banging it.
Yeah.
Officers say the Green Bay man was stumbling and told officers he needed to take care of supposed drug dealers in a neighborhood department.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm going to mess up them drug dealers.
They're interfering with my drinking.
Damn drug dealers. I'm trying to drink and do nothing all day. Dude, that's the thing. You know, think about the majority of folks. It's just, you know, the things you see, man, every day. It's just getting worse. I'm telling you right now, man. It's getting worse.
Out there.
Is funny. Talk about there's so much shit out there that a goose... Gull, right?
What's that mean?
It says goose, comma gull. It's a gull, I guess, right? It's a type of bird. Gull that swallowed pills in a California park is now recovering. Oh. Fucking goose, like a flying goose.
A goose?
Yeah, a goose.
Swallowed some pills.
Yeah, a bunch of pills. They probably had a rave.
Now, how did he get a card? How did he get a card?
He didn't get a card.
You need a card.
But look at the fucking
pills.
Goose. He's laying upside down.
You don't need it, but for the pills, you
a
need
Canada
a card.
A Canada goose and a ring-billed gull. Were recovering after they apparently swallowed random pills left at a park in Southern California.
Wow, man.
The Wetlands and Wildlife Care Center, based in Huntington Beach, wrote about the birds. It says, a Good Samaritan, according to wildlife officials, noticed hundreds of pills all over the grass.
You know how they knew they were stoned? They were trying to light a cigarette.
Yeah.
You know?
And they were sitting there, like, watching, listening to jazz.
watching fucking Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah. Eating pizza crust.
Right.
There were other birds that may have eaten some of those pills, but they were able to fly away.
They didn't care about,
crashed into a building.
They didn't care about the elementary school next door.
Yeah, all the kids.
Geez, recess. All right. Kids are bouncing over.
Yeah, 3-year-old feeling up his teacher because he ate ecstasy.
Right.
A photo of the pills posted online showed a variety of white, green, blue, and yellow pills, all in different shapes and sizes.
That's a nice...
Witnesses say that... Yeah. The witness say they believe the pills were a mix of heart medications, antidepressants, anti-anxiety pills, and insomnia medications.
Damn.
The goose and the gull are being treated and had been experiencing symptoms, including loss of muscle control.
Yeah.
And which the nonprofit actually is taking care of. Yeah, they're fucking goose and gulls.
They were fucking each other. Yeah. The gull was trying to fuck.
They were sitting on an abandoned couch making out.
The goose goosed the gull.
Yeah.
Talk about a goose.
All right.
Grabbed him by the gull.
I love it. Man finds a $10,000 surprise inside a designer bag on the subway. Uh-oh. Question is, do you think he returned it?
No.
Would you?
You find, let's say you find a purse. You're walking down the subway. You look over there. You pick it up. It's a purse. And it says Chanel purse, left in Manhattan. Chanel purse. A Chanel purse left in a Manhattan subway station held a $10,000 surprise for the man who found it. Richard Taverna was at the West 66th Street and Broadway stop. Earlier this week, when he spotted the purse,
Lincoln Center,
he tells the news that the he saw only some paper with the Russian with Russian writing on it.
Uh-oh.
And that's said, dirty we're money. Fucking Trump.
That's dirty money, baby.
On Thursday evening at home, he took a closer look and discovered 100 $100 bills.
Well, there'd be about one $100 bill left when I turned that fucking yeah. thing in.
Well, he found 100.
Hey, look, I found an empty purse.
The next morning, Taverna brought the purse, wearing high heel shoes to be funny, to the local police.
And a new Chanel bag.
Yeah, and a new Chanel bag to the local. He brought it to the cops.
Right. What a dick.
First, he laid out the bills on the table and snapped a photo of them to prove that he had given that much money. Good, smart dude. I don't trust you, fucking copper. Luckily, a woman had reported it missing and before she actually got it back before going to Russia with all our secrets.
See that?
She was led by a man named Boris in a dark coat. And a fucking hat. All kinds of crazy shit. You know, Trump's say we're fucking pulling out of Syria. People are pissed off about it. People are mad that we're in war at first place, and so everybody's back and forth. And now, Egypt's president is in trouble because on TV he made fun of fat people.
Who, Anwar Sadat?
No, he's dead.
Oh.
Yeah. But Egypt's president accused of fat shaming in an obesity rant. Joke shared online included a woman taken away by a police officer saying, "What's wrong? I've only gained 2 kilos." Egyptians have been cracking jokes on social media after Egyptian president went on a 20-minute televised rant about complaining about the fucking fat people.
What do they eat there?
I know. Egypt, what, have falafel? What's the Egyptian? Like lamb. I imagine lamb.
You
can't eat cow.
Is it
a lot of chicken? Is a lot of chicken in Egypt?
Probably.
Yeah, everything tastes like chicken.
I don't know, man. What the fuck do you eat in Egypt? Do you know?
Authoritarian president Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. This is funny. General Sisi.
Yeah.
We're all going to back
General. Why are you running? Where are you going?
We're all going to back.
You sissy.
We're all going to back General Sisi. We're not going to be like our last General Pussy. He's no pussy.
He's a sissy.
He's a sissy. Went on his second tirade against obesity in as many months when Health Minister Hala Zayed, who weighs a light 3 stone, presented new numbers on the weight of Egyptians on Saturday, interrupting her and asked, "Why are we doing this to ourselves? Stop eating the pizza." President Sisi said that sometimes sees people on thinks, "Why is she not taking care of herself?" Why? Because he's an asshole.
Why? Because she has sand to eat. You know, what the fuck are you giving her?
She's fat. He's probably like, "I don't feed you. I starve you people."
Right.
Why are you fat? Player, get down.
I don't know what it is.
He also said education should become part of the curriculum. Well, much like Obama's wife did, Michelle Obama. Egyptian president, by the way, remember that? She tried to change the food that the kids were eating in school.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey, kids should eat healthier. They're fucking fat pigs.
Yeah.
And for all the pretense of purpose. But and nobody was eating lunch. They're fucking, the food was going in the garbage.
They rejected it.
Yeah. Much like his policies. Laughing, he turned whatever, so. Yeah.
You're going to love this kale, children.
Yeah, all you got to do is put a little butter on it. It's right. Not really butter, though.
Right.
It's an olive oil.
Right.
Do you know if you drank a shot of olive oil, you can drink much more that night without getting fucked up?
Really? How come?
I just saw that. My wife's watching The Americans on Netflix or something.
Mm-hmm.
She's like binge watching it.
You don't get as drunk?
Yeah, like keeps you, like, because I guess they're spies.
What's the point in that?
Well, if you're gonna want to try to, if you're gonna want to steal some guy's money, go back to his place, get you all drunk, you act drunk, and you go back there and you hit him on the head with a fucking lamp.
Carry olive oil with me now.
Yeah, and then you take all the shit. That's when you do it. Just thinking. You know, I'm not saying you have to, because Starbucks is good. So, but if Starbucks has something happens.
Yeah.
That's a lot of women do that here in Florida, Jackie. There's a lot of chicks, right, Peter?
My friend got murdered. His name is Bob Rose. He had two chicks pick him up at a bar on the beach, went back to his house. He was the biggest partier. You couldn't give this guy a drug he couldn't just overcome. And they tried to knock him out. First, they put some shit in his drink. They finally hit him in an ashtray, killed him, and stole everything.
Some thieves are not that smart. Yep. An attempted car thief calls police for help trying to escape the Volvo. Listen, the first time I got a Volvo, there's a lot of shit on there. It's not, you know, fucking Swedes are like, hey, I'm to make this hard for them.
I used to love my Volvo, man.
Yeah. December 24th, police in Norway said a teenager who tried to steal a car from a dealership ended up calling police when he found himself locked inside the vehicle. Trondheim police tweeted the 17-year-old called police just before 8 a.m. on Monday and told officers he was trapped inside the car. He had attempted to steal from the dealership.
This Polish kid, obviously, living in Norway.
I am the worst thief.
It's like there's a joke like that about the Polish who locked his keys in the car. He couldn't get out.
Yeah.
Right.
Abe Kimo of the Trondheim police said the teen was familiar with the local police from previous petty crimes. Oh, he's one of those guys. Oh, that guy again. I don't know if he sounded Scottish, but he knows...
Laddie. Just call him Laddie.
Yes.
Now you're Scottish.
Freedom! He knows us quite well. We clearly thought it would be okay to call... I mean, he's so familiar with the cops. It's like a 70s cop show.
Probably had a cell
phone. He's like Huggy from Starsky and Hutch.
Right.
Remember? Those guys always had somebody, right?
Like on Miami Vice, it was the Noog Man. The Noog Man. The Noog Man.
Everybody's got like that informant guy that...
Right.
You know? Yeah. Listen, don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Yeah, Beretta.
Yeah.
Just kill your wife in a restaurant.
Yeah. Dude, the fucking guy got away with that.
For like a year when I used to go
to restaurants.
You
think him and OJ kind of hang out together?
You know what I used to do? I used to walk into restaurants when they were seating people and they left the reservation book in the front.
Right.
I would write down... R. Blake 1.
I'm dining alone.
Mr. Blake? There you go, Mr. Blake.
Robert Blake's the guy from Beretta. You know that story?
No.
Yeah. See, he was a great show in the 70s, 80s. He was a badass cop, had a parrot, and he talked to it and shit. And he was a little tough, little short guy, but he was all stocky and shit. He wore a fucking hat. But he ended up killing his wife outside of a restaurant somewhere in L.A. In L.A. And supposedly she got robbed while she went out to the car because he went back and forgot his wallet. What did he say? Did he say he forgot something?
He left his gun in the restaurant or something. Yeah. I think I left my gun on the table.
My wife got shot.
He left something.
Yeah. Listen, how can I look more innocent? Yeah, I'm sorry. I left my gun right next to the salt and pepper shaker.
Right.
You know, and my utensils. Here's a story. Driver used chicken wing sticker to hide his license plate. When you're going to go through a toll-only road.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to go grab that beer can and, you know, or beer label and put it over the thing. December 20th, police in California said a driver tried to avoid toll enforcement by covering part of his license plate with a sticker from a package of chicken wings. California Highway Patrol said that the sergeant pulled over a white Ford Mustang. Mustangs are always driven by assholes.
Right.
About 8 p.m. Tuesday for having partially covered license plate. Police said the driver had apparently tried to avoid paying the toll on the Richmond. Man, it must have stuck when I was fucking driving, man.
Right,
you know what I mean? I was back.
I had garbage.
Yeah, I was backing up through some garbage and
right.
I ran over this bum. Maybe he was, he was eating a sandwich at the time.
I just went to Kentucky Fried.
Yeah, man.
This came from Publix.
Police said the driver had apparently tried to avoid paying it and a sticker receipt from a package of Safeway teriyaki chicken wings. Those are pretty. I love teriyaki chicken wings.
Mm-hmm.
Well, sure enough, the driver had used his receipt from a pound of a turkey wing. They're his, the dumbass. There's a story that happened here.
They were in there. He's picking chicken out of his teeth, throwing bones out the window. Yeah. And the cops pulling him over. He's throwing chicken bones.
The guy dropped his license when he went to give it to him. Got chicken wing. Fuck it.
You hungry, officer?
Yeah.
Want a wing?
Dude, this is a true story. Back in the days when I used to gallivant in South Beach.
Uh-huh.
All right. And I was just. The crazy days. There was this one dude we knew, and we ended up finding he was into shipping heavy equipment to Central and South America.
Really?
I don't know if some of those
M16s?
Are... Yeah.
What kind of I didn't tanks?
I went to a club one night and jumped into, because him and my buddy were sitting there. I went to just sitting there.
Yeah.
And all these other dudes, turns out there's like 15 members of Latin Kings.
Oh, my
gang
God.
Members in this fucking VIP. And they almost fucking tried to kill me when I sat down. Like, who the fuck? And, this guy was like, hey.
They didn't recognize you from the comedy club?
Yeah. No, I wasn't doing comedy back then. This was like 1999.
How about from the soccer?
Like that.
From soccer?
No, no. They're not
karate,
soccer.
Karate, judo?
No, Latin Kings aren't much into going to karate class. But this guy, we found out somebody else that he had known that we met. Like, you just met. Like, this story came out. And you may remember this because you remember shit like this, Peter Leonard.
Yeah.
That a woman was found buried in the out in the fucking Everglades, out in Southwest Miami.
My first wife. Yes. Oh, there's another one?
Yeah, there's another one.
Oh.
But this chick was buried out there, uh-huh. Southwest, out in the Everglades, and she was buried, she was cut up and put in a box, like a TV box, like a big screen TV box.
Uh-huh.
The guy who did it used the box from his garage, put her in the fucking box, they traced the barcode.
Oh,
to this guy, and he was arrested.
Wow.
This was a guy that we actually hung out for a while, you know, and it was like, you know what I mean? It was like one of these cats.
What happened
and we were
to
like,
the TV?
Yeah, I got it. Hey, man, you wouldn't be needing this.
Right.
So, interesting.
So
right?
They caught the fucking
guy. They caught the guy, yeah.
Off a barcode.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they got Son of Sam from a parking ticket. You know, they couldn't catch this guy. He's shot eight, nine
right.
people, whatever it was.
They
chased a parking ticket.
Here's a story. Again, where the guys with guns, good guys with guns.
Hmm.
Six customers draw guns on a man or on men attempting to steal tools from a tool place.
I love that. Six customers are packing. That's fucking funny. Can you imagine that? You're at Starbucks doing your job, Jackie
yeah.
Sanchez.
Yeah.
By
somebody
the way,
comes up to you and says, "Give me all the fucking coffee."
I'll just give it to them.
Yeah,
I hope so.
Do
they
you oblige, right?
Do they teach you anything?
Yeah,
there's
a little course they make you take, like, on the computer, and it tells you, like, give them whatever they want and be compliant.
Sex?
Yeah.
Yeah, if that's an option, then
he's going to go into a Starbucks
tomorrow. Good looking.
I don't want any money. Just want a blowjob.
Yeah.
You must comply.
Now, can you imagine she calling
the
cops?
You learn on this show.
Call the cops. Yes, I'm at Starbucks. I work here. Yeah, I'm being raped right now. Well, no, he's just eating my pussy. He's not really. Hold on one second. Hold on one second, operator. Slow down a bit, would you? Please? Circle to the left. Now. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I'm not being hurt. No, yeah. No gun. No.
I'm not complaining. In Marysville, Washington, authorities say two men were surrounded by customers with guns while attempting to steal tools.
I love that.
The Daily News reports the men, aged 22 and 23, allegedly took four nail guns. Each worth more than $400.
Oh, boy.
From the Coastal Farm and Ranch store on Saturday.
How much is that altogether? Quick.
I don't know.
See? She works at Starbucks.
See?
You got to look at the register to give you a change.
I make drinks. I don't
Please
know.
Don't order more than one drink.
Yeah.
I don't. Please don't hand me the five
the
and 26 cents with it, please.
What is the most popular drink at Starbucks right now?
Because they got all the holiday shit right
yeah.
now.
Don't tell me
so.
Pumpkin shit. Ugh.
I hate pumpkin
peppermint
spice.
Mocha, peppermint
really?
Mochas.
What is it?
Peppermint mocha. Or they have like the caramel brulee, which is like super fucking sweet. And
yeah.
People love that.
I haven't tried that. I always get the white chocolate mocha as my drink.
They have a toasted white mocha now.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's like a caramelized
You get
white
the junkies
milk.
Who come in from the rehabs, they come in. Just sit there, drink coffee all day.
I mean,
they do that.
Well,
yeah,
I don't know if they go to
do.
Fucking Starbucks. They're junkies.
No, they do.
There's
right?
Some weird people who hang out in Starbucks is for hours. There's some dude that at every store he's been banned from like three different stores, and apparently he goes in and like pulls out newspaper and like jerks it underneath the newspaper.
Oh,
who doesn't?
And
it's normal.
But I've been looking. He comes in my store like every day. When I'm working, I stare at him and I'm like, I want to see it. Not like
well,
that, but
you
I want to
see it.
Yeah, and
Dougie will show you.
I play a little porn music in the back.
But I want to see if he's actually doing it. So
wow.
Like I stare at him and he does. He stares at chicks as they walk in, and then he kind of has his hand like that, where like I can't really see it, but every chick who walks in, he just like dead stares
right.
at them until they leave.
Same look,
wow.
Same look Perry Sack does yeah. to chicks when they walk in a bar.
He's just putting some cream in his coffee. What's wrong with that?
Yeah, I brought my own cream.
Right.
Yeah. Anyway,
so what
happened
to this kid,
this guy,
they nail him?
Yeah. The men walked out the store and got into a Honda Civic, only to be surrounded by about six customers with guns raised. Court documents say the driver pulled forward, causing one man confronting him to land on the hood. Documents say another customer shot at the driver's side front tire, while the third fired twice at the rear tire. Shoot the tires! I hope they're not in a crossfire, these dumbasses. Right?
Or they ricochet. First of all, you miss the tire, hits the cement.
You kill Bob!
Flies up, hits the other asshole, the other redneck.
Yeah.
Gets shot.
Fucking Wade.
And
just shot Wade!
And the funny thing is, the guy in the car could be charged with that murder.
Of course he would.
Because it's in the act.
It's in the act. Yeah, thanks, right. thanks, Matlock.
Perry Mason.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. That's the only thing he knows about law. I'm going to make sure and put this shit on.
Well, it's, yeah.
Maryville police found the theft suspect's car unoccupied about three blocks away with
covered
two flat tires.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shot tires. We don't want to shoot them, you know. Anyway, our last story of the day. Unsuspecting victim gives burglar a car ride home. This is fucking, you know. First of all, a lot of times that happens. There's people that aren't purposely trying to break into a house.
Right.
They actually think they're in someone else's house.
Drunk.
They're so fucking wasted.
Dude, that police officer in Houston, she shot and killed the fucking neighbor.
Yep.
She went into, you know, and they claim she wasn't.
Right.
Bullshit. Bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it happened to be a black man and happened to be
a white police officer.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's why, you know, I say, by the way, and I've said this on the show before as a gun owner, that if I have my gun out and I see a shadow or silhouette in my hallway out by the front door inside the house, you know, I'm going to say, you know, why are you here? That's my first shot.
Right.
Why are you here? You know, and I'll judge from there, you know.
But what's his name with the no legs who shot his
the
Olympic runner?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, that's relative.
Right. No, it is.
He shot his
it
own
is
wife.
Related.
Yeah, he shot her in the fucking bathroom because he thought that she would be caught. She thought she was an intruder.
That's what he claims, right?
It couldn't be my girlfriend who I was just banging all night. He's having a piss. We just drank three bottles of wine.
He didn't have a leg to stand on.
Yeah, case of unsuspecting. But yeah, so this guy, the burglar goes to the guy's house, showers, shits, probably leaves a big deuce in there, and gets changed, gets all ready, wears this guy's clothes. The fact that the guy wears the same fucking clothes,
right?
Because that wouldn't happen in my case,
right?
You know, someone tried to steal my clothes.
It'd be like, you know, Cannon.
Yeah,
you get chased down by Cannon. It's a TV.
35-year-old Derek Tarbox broke into a Waterboro home on Sunday afternoon. Took a shower, got dressed in homeowner's clothing, banged his wife, took the kids to lunch, and was watching. He watched TV, sitting there watching fucking TV, and the guy got home.
Right.
And he just got up all nonchalant, and he goes, oh, I'm sorry, man. I thought I'm in the wrong fucking place. And the guy was like, oh, that's cool. Takes him home.
Drove him home. At least he knew where he lived.
Yeah. And then the guy goes back to his house, finds it fucking ranshack, big old deuce.
Right.
In the. He's like,
that's a riot,
motherfucker.
Right.
He stole all his shit, and they caught the guy, by the way.
There was a guy in Long Island back in the 70s called the Long Island... The
Long Island Lolita?
No, he was they called him the sandwich burglar, because the guy would go in.
Oh, yeah.
He was from like a family of like nine kids. And
right.
He was the youngest. He never ate. He'd go and rob your house, but he'd sit down and make a fucking sandwich. He would and he'd leave all the, you know, Oscar Mayer shit. He's bread out of, because he was hungry.
Yeah,
and it took him like 6 months to catch this guy.
Yeah, why?
I don't know, because he just was really good burglar. But it was so funny because you saw was sandwich burglar strikes again, and they listed the meats that the guy would eat.
Yeah,
you know?
His preferences?
Yeah.
So then now they could cross-reference the guy, see who's eating prosciutto in the middle of Jersey somewhere.
Which,
by the way, my fucking favorite prosciutto.
You like prosciutto?
If you want to get me something, if you ever, you know what I mean?
I got you for the holidays.
Yeah,
did you give
me a
car.
Big old fucking lump of prosciutto?
It's been in my trunk for a week. I forgot to give it to you last week.
I go away now. That's the first thing I do. I get cold cuts to eat. And I get a thing of prosciutto.
It's
just
expensive.
Like it is. That's why I get one package of it. I eat like one slice a day. Yeah. Is my treat. You know what I mean? When I'm done. My one slice of prosciutto.
Listen,
I get back for the night. I'm back. I get to eat my prosciutto.
I'll give you a secret.
Mm-hmm.
Get a quarter pound of ham and get, you know, an eighth of a pound of prosciutto, and you make a sandwich with both.
Yeah.
And you love it.
Well, I like sandwiches, but I
a
like also fucking just eating
a little mozzarella.
Prosciutto by itself.
Then
you
sandwich.
Take
all right. You know
then
I mean?
You take a nice Italian cheese and you roll it with your prosciutto.
Hey, by the way, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up with Dougie Show. Big thanks for Peter Leonard for coming back out of retirement.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me. It's
Jackie Sanchez,
$10.
Who for being here today.
Of course.
Yeah, and you know, and coming out. And by the way, you've got a few shows. Don't forget tomorrow night. Jackie will be with me and John Lovelace at the Anthony's on the Boulevard in Cape Coral, Florida. 7:30 showtime. Go there and
you drive
hang out.
Who's driving?
Yeah, my parents have a house over there, so
Are you going to stay there?
No, me and John, we might bring somebody else. I might bring somebody to host, just to open the show a few minutes. We'll be going out.
It's okay. I'm a great host, by the way. Dude, am I a good host? Please. If there's one thing I can do is host. I don't want to hear it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
So that's Thursday night, and I'm excited because I think I'm at the Brass Monkey in Lake Worth on Saturday night. I haven't seen the flyer yet. If you're out there, I'll be headlining that show. Jack, you got something coming up besides that?
Yeah, I got Friday, I'm in Lake Worth. Saturday, I'm in Fort Lauderdale, Spill the Beans. And then Sunday, I'm doing a brunch show in Coral Gables.
It's so funny. She goes from Starbucks to Spill the Beans.
Yeah, Spill the Beans. Gene Harding's headlining, right? Both shows, 79.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Perry Sachs
on
that show. Pretty good show if you're in Fort Lauderdale. Two shows. Go out there that. Peter Leonard?
Well, I'll be at Avant on Sundays doing my Food for Thought show live from 11 to 1.
And where is that at,
Delray,
Peter Leonard?
Avant on 25 Northeast 2nd Avenue in Delray.
There you go.
Come by. The first five people to say that I saw you back on the Dougie show, I'll buy their $20 brunch plus.
I'll spring
for the 15 for the all you can drink.
There you go. Guys, thanks for watching. And by the way, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook, Awake and Play with Dougie Show. We're going to start broadcasting the new year there solely. Go to Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow us there. Follow me at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and Twitter. Go to our archive site, wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Mm-hmm. Episodes all the way back to 2013.
Yeah.
Be a donor. Be a patron. Donate $1, $2 a month, $3 a month. Money goes to gas money.
I've never seen a penny.
Well, especially she gets Jackie gas money. She gets this month's stipend.
She should.
It's $4.55. That's you get to the Lake Worth. Great. So, anyway, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back next week at some point with the show with the holidays and everything. And Happy New Year, because we won't be back until after the New Year, probably. And we'll share New Year's resolutions next week. All right? We'll be back next week here at the same spot. Take care.
People on earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as he landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. Thick beam of light hit the ground. Through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes, with the children of the sun, they started to climb.